Hey, everybody, it's Michelle. Just giving you a heads up on what today's episode is all about. Today, we're discussing something that is 100% why my clients come to me. They are having issues with clarity in who they are, how to position themselves, how to get more visible, how to build their authority. It all comes down to clarity. But today's episode goes a little bit deeper. My guest, Julie Ciardi, the Clarity Catalyst, is all about telling us that we need to embrace the confusion to get to the clarity. We talk about how to find and own your lane, which is the title of my upcoming book. We talk about how branding and marketing for women, when you are branding yourself as a woman expert business owner, it is entirely different. Julie shares her story coming from a corporate job to now 6 years into her own business and how clarity really helped and shaped her journey. She shares her lessons how not having clarity had her go into the wrong business, and finding that clarity through the process she shares helped her really grow her thriving business. So I'm excited to introduce you to Julie. She's actually grown her business on Instagram and joined LinkedIn in January, and that's how we met, and we instantly bonded. You'll hear in this episode all the ways that we're aligned, and I'm really thrilled to have you listen to her wisdom. I'll be bringing her back on a future episode, but the work she and I do in different capacities are for women to find the clarity, and we do it in different ways, but you will find the commonality, and I know you will find many, many nuggets in this episode. So with that being said, let's get right to it. Hey there, it's the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin, and welcome to your weekly personal brand therapy session. As a certified personal brand and PR strategist, speaker, and author, I'm here to empower you to put yourself out there so you can find clarity, build visibility, and grow your industry authority. I'm super excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's session. Welcome back, everybody, to this week's episode. I'm your host, Michelle B. Griffin, and I am excited today to talk about a subject I'm so passionate about because it's given me superpowers. It's given my clients superpowers, and it's going to give you a superpower, and it's clarity and the role it plays with confusion and why we need to embrace both clarity, both confusion, not try to fight it. So I'm delighted to have as my guest today, Julie Ciardi, who is the Clarity Catalyst, among other things, but she'll tell us exactly what she does. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Michelle, I am so excited about this. I geek out about this topic, and I know you do too. We are soul sisters on this, so I'm really looking forward to the conversation today. As I always say, clarity is everything. It's queen. You need it to be able to take action. And so to me, it's a topic I could talk about.
Well, I know you teach it and you've lived through it and your journey as an entrepreneur, which is 5 years plus. So for those who haven't met you yet, tell us a little bit about what you do, who you help, and how you do it.
Absolutely. So I spent, I'm turning 50 this year. I spent the first, 20 years or so of my career doing what most people do. You get the good job and, you work up the corporate ladder and, hopefully secure and all those things. And I knew for 20 years I was not doing the right thing. I knew that my soul was pulling at me, that I was meant to do something else, but I didn't know what that was. And I think that we live now in a time where there's so much more, different flavors of what work looks like. But back then, it wasn't so much the case. 1996, a little different. You didn't have social media and online entrepreneurship and all of these incredible opportunities. So when I was turning 40, which was 10 years ago now, that is when the whole path towards leaving that high-paying job, I was a vice president at IBM, in marketing and sales. And it was really, really hard to leave that high-paying job. I was the primary breadwinner for my family of five. And I just knew I was meant to do something else. And so I made the switch and left IBM. It'll be 6 years ago this year, and started my own business. And I really haven't looked back. My soul is on fire knowing I made the right decision, even though it was really scary. You may not know this piece of information, but we sold our house and downsized so that I could leave IBM. And we made some pretty bold moves so that I mean, I got one shot here, right? It's not a dress rehearsal, as my uncle would always say. And so we made some really big moves to allow me to really explore what I really was meant to do. Now, I love what I get to do. I've always, in the 5 years I've had the coaching business, I started a brick and mortar boutique as my very, talk about not having clarity, Michelle. All right. I started the wrong business to start, but that's okay. Yep. And so in the 5 years of having this coaching business, my number one priority throughout has been to help. And whether that's, you know, in their career, entrepreneurs, I tend to work a lot with entrepreneurs. And over the course of helping women do work that they love, the number one thing, I will tell you, the number one thing holding these women back is lack of clarity. They think it's confidence. They think it's these other things. But honestly, it really boils down to clarity. And that is why I am such a fan of talking about this, so that we can name it and claim it and do something about it, because it keeps most people stuck, the lack of clarity.
This is why you and I bonded the minute we met on LinkedIn. We just bonded on so many things, but this is my story too in so many ways. I've said on the podcast in so many places, when I was in my 20s, getting my master's in PR, I had this vision. I wanted to have my own PR agency, and then life got in the way. And then around 2015, I started getting these ideas and bubbling up the drive to do something more, not so much a PR agency, but I knew, like you, I was ready for something bigger and different and a calling, a burning desire to get out there with my gifts and expertise to really make an impact and have my own business. But it took me 5 solid years to actually do the thing. I started binging on content and taking courses and credentials, even though I was well equipped on paper. But at the end of the day, I had no professional clarity. And it took me years to figure it out. It's a whole process. I do what I do now because of it. But the thing of it is, I don't like to say I wasted it, but there was a lot of time, there was a lot of money and frustration that was just wasted. And now, like you, it's my mission to help more women get out there with clarity, never waste time, do what they love, be recognized and visible and well-paid doing what they love. So that's why you and I are so aligned.
Before we kind of go into a little bit more about clarity and kind of that process that you have to embrace, you know, we also found very quickly that we have a love of a similar author, Florence Scovel Shin, who, you know, when you think of the New Thought era back, you think of Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich, but she was writing her books at that time, and she's less known, but you and I totally bonded over that and her full set of works, but she's most notable for The Game of Life. Yes. And inside of her message is this idea that I think you and I are so aligned on. And that is that we were created with a perfect self-expression, divine design, she says, right? That we're meant to bring out into the world, but most have wandered far from that design. I get the chill saying it. And I think that's why we're so in alignment, is that we are here to help women first understand maybe what that perfect self-expression is, how to fully live their divine design and do work that they love. And that's why I think it actually goes back to the heart of her message, is really why I think we've connected so well.
Just for those listening, I signed up for your recent masterclass all week, going through that evening, the slides, and you had that quote. I stopped the presses, immediately DM'd you, and I said, are you kidding me? I listen to her every day on Audible. It's like my daily mindset. I showed you my dog-eared version from 2016 when a fellow entrepreneur had recommended her. I've never actually found someone who knew her and just, you know, think the world of what she does. And she was a woman at that time doing that, which was pretty rare too.
Oh, it's so cool.
She is amazing. We'll have to come back and do another episode just on her and the power, because I recommend her. But the reason you're here, among other things, because we bond so much, but we're going to talk about clarity, confusion, all the things. And let's get into it, because it is a part of life being an entrepreneur, female founder, female entrepreneur. We have to embrace it and not fight it, as you say.
Yes, 100%. And I think I fought it, you know, for so long, because in human design, I'm a manifesting generator called an express builder, and I like to do things quick. I make decisions pretty quickly. I like to go, go, go. And so being stuck is not a place I enjoy being. And I would find that, especially in the beginning, it's what kept me stuck at IBM. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had my list kind of similar to you. I remember having this list of, well, these are the things I could do if I left. And I don't know, do I really want to do this? And it was such this process of years of it being a desire, but not being, you know, something that came to fruition because I was confused. I didn't have clarity, right? And what I've come to learn, and it's funny because then when I became an entrepreneur, same kind of thing. Well, what sales strategy do I want to use? What marketing strategy? What's my offers going to look like? My branding? I mean, you think of every decision you need to make as an entrepreneur, as a leader, really, you are making decisions constantly. And so you have to get very comfortable with making decisions. And how do we make decisions? We make decisions once we've got clarity. And so the problem is that when we don't trust the process and honestly, our own personal process for clarity, it can really derail us, you know? And so what happens? What happens when we don't know our own process for clarity or we think something's wrong because we don't know the answer? We look outside of ourselves. So we try to get to the next guru or, you know, and again, I'm not saying, listen, I help people get clarity, but I don't tell them what to do to get clarity. It's a process they have to go through to get the clarity out of them. So I always tell my clients, I'm not going to tell you which social media platform to be on, you know, which marketing strategy to do, what offer, should you do group programs or one-on-one? No way I'm going to tell you there's one way. I'm going to help you get to the clarity in you to know which is the right path because it's that decision-making. So what I've come to learn is that if you think nothing is by itself, it's always a polarity, right? So what's the opposite of clarity? It's confusion, right? But it's the same thing. It's just you're trying to get to the other side of it. And it's such a process that, again, that can be unique to you. And I started to get excited now when I get confused. So when I feel like confusion, it's almost, and it's a feeling in my body. It's right behind my eyebrows and my eyes. And it's like, it almost feels like my brain can't get clear, you know, it's like staticky. And I used to fight against it, look for solutions outside of myself. It maybe there's a course or a podcast or something that's going to help me. Now I know it's an internal process that could take me a couple days, might take me a couple of weeks, might be quick. It depends. But now I know that when the confusion starts happening, I'm like, ooh, something good is coming. On the other end of this confusion is complete clarity. And I'm going to allow, this is my big word with it, allow the time it takes for that clarity to come to fruition. And I use different practices and tools. For me, the biggest one has been getting to know my design, getting to know my own human design, how my unique process for making decisions and getting that clarity. And then for me, it's going on walks. For some people, they can sit and meditate to get to the clarity. That does not work for me. But if I need almost moving meditation. And so I walk, I move my body. And that is when all the downloads start coming. It's when these divine downloads, these intuitive hits, because clarity comes from intuition. It doesn't come from outside forces. So when you can really find the process that works for you, those hits will come and clarity, I say, is like the best dopamine in the world. You know, when you get that clear hit, you're like, oh, yes, I know what I'm going to do next. And so welcoming confusion as a sign that clarity is coming, that a breakthrough is right around the corner. If you don't give up and you try to force it, and you just got to follow that process that becomes unique to you to get to that intuitive internal clarity.
Another thing on our list of why we are like, because walking is my answers. It's my own therapy. My answers come to me all the time. I take my phone with otter.ai and just start blabbing it out. And then I have an audio and a transcript because I do that all the time. That's right. If I'm stuck, and then you have it, it's transcribed. You have the audio, you can listen back and go, oh yeah, there's power. I even tell my clients this when we're working, I'm like, go blab it out and then go listen. You're going to trigger other ideas, but you've got to find, I've always said the answers are inside. And that's what I've knew, I should have known those 5 years because I started going off in all the digital marketing courses, the copyright. I mean, all those things are great down the road. If you have no clarity, they make no sense. And so I was getting more and more lost, more and more frustrated, more and more confused. And one of those daily walks, I had a couple different intuitions come to me over certain times. One of them was like, your struggle is your story. Your struggle is your story, whatever that meant, right? And then one of the other ones was that I just knew that the answers were inside, but I was just consuming and you were just like, you're on the wrong path. You're on the wrong path. But I just had no idea how to get there. But that's a whole nother story in itself, how I work my way out, why I do what I do, why I help women do their own roadmaps, their personal brand positioning. And that's why what we do is so aligned. It's almost like I think you're the one that comes before the actual, you know, get out there work I do. So I love that we're so aligned. But the answers are inside. You don't have to look externally. They're there. They're absolutely there.
You know, if we could kind of talk about, you know, women, right? So mm-hmm. I love what you're doing. I love, you know, this idea of standout women and own your lane, right? This incredible mm-hmm. thing that you're doing to help women and zeroing in there, because I will tell you, same with me. That's another reason why we're aligned. I've chosen to really work with women. And here's why. And I think I shared this with you. You know, I had the most beautiful opportunity to work with Bob Proctor. And I actually had the chance to go and have dinner with him and his wife literally a few months before he passed. And I mean, I have the chills. He's one of the most powerful, amazing, genuine souls I have ever met. He was 87 when he died, still doing what he loved. He was doing Facebook Live masterclasses like a couple weeks before he passed. And his message was always the same from the time he, you know, from like in the early 80s until, you know, he passed. In working with him, what I began to understand and welcome is this process of self-study. And I've learned so many gems from him. But one of the things he said to me was he said, you shouldn't just work with women. You should work with everyone. Like, don't limit yourself. Don't just work with women. But he's a man. He was a man saying that. And I get, and the people I do get it from are usually men, like men coaches or, you know, whatever. And here's why I will not do that. I'll work with some men one-on-one, but not in kind of my mission and what I do. I believe that we are still fighting against a narrative, a bunch of narratives that still are holding us back in a different way than men. And we look at it as you know, there's a lot of confidence stuff, right? A lot of confidence stuff. Don't want to put yourself out there too much, but if you're not putting yourself out there, I mean, there's so much. We could spend a whole episode just on that. But what I want to share with when it comes to clarity with this for women is that lack of confidence has lots of flavors to it. Just like fear can have a lot of flavors to it, right? We can have fear of putting ourselves out there. We can have fear of what others are going to think. We can have fear that, you know, we might be judged. We can lack confidence in our words. We can have lack confidence because sometimes we lack confidence because we're afraid that certain people are going to see what we're saying. And it usually comes down to often just a few people that we are worried are going to hear and judge what we're saying. And it holds us back. But what happens is that we try to go to, well, how can I get more confidence? How can I create more courage? You can't force that. What I find is that clarity becomes this fuel that helps you get past a lack of confidence and do it anyway. So, you know, the whole do it anyway, you know, like get pushed through the fear and do it anyway, just do it. I think that can be really challenging when you don't have clarity. That's why I like to say the clarity catalyst, because that clarity actually triggers more confidence. It triggers conviction. It triggers courage. So even if you're not entirely sure, you're worried what people are going to think, you're not, you know, quite sure you have all the depth that you want on a topic, if you've got clarity on this is what I'm meant to say, this is what I'm meant to bring into this world, these are my beliefs or whatever it's going to be, you can bypass some of that stuff. And then the confidence builds, the courage builds. But it starts, I really have found over the course of, you know, this work, it starts with that clarity. Have you found that too?
Oh, absolutely. As you're sitting here, I'm reaching for the LinkedIn branding book where we had those 30 fears, but in chapter 2, It's called Action Brings Advantage. And my quote on the top says, action breeds courage, clarity, and confidence. It's really the whole thing of putting yourself out there. But when you have that clarity, you will also have courage and conviction. And you can say yes to the things that are meant for you. That's a whole own your lane concept. You're here, you know, the whole Florence thing, the thing that you're here to do. You say no to those things. You don't go there. You don't look and compare either, because you have clarity on who you are, and then gives you more confidence to get out there and keep going farther and farther. So confidence and courage, I think, kind of like twins that come from clarity. So we are so there. Yes. Yeah. They breed. That's the word I loved using. Breeding. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yes. And you know, the word clarity, even the word branding, it's such a word that sometimes it's not a physical thing, but boy, when you have it, the world is on fire. It's your superpower. And so that's why it's really my mission to help more women find it.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, I think we are helping similar type of women where they are the product. So they Yes. are the brand. So Mm-hmm. clarity and branding becomes a whole other thing, right? So my daughter, who's 20 years old, she's looking for her internship. She's a junior, you know, going to be a rising senior in college. And so she's into marketing and communications and all the things, like, you know, kind of like her mom. But she really wants to be on the product side of things, right? She wants to help bring new products to market, like physical products. Branding, marketing, positioning, clarity, so different when mm-hmm. it's a product versus when it's you. Like, I could market my amazing iPhone case all day long. It's so cool because it's got square edges, and I love that. It makes it look, I could go on and on about like how much I love this case. When it comes to promoting me or any woman that promoting themselves, everything changes. The crazy thing is, women are the best networkers of promoting things, right? We're going to be like, where did you get those earrings? I love them. Oh, where did you get that coat? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, where did you get that lipstick color, right? We are so natural at this, except when it comes to us. Yeah. I was on a group chat this morning with some of our friends that are like, they're like my son who's 10. It's the friend's moms. And we're on this little group mm-hmm. chat. One of them is an actress. She was just on a series and didn't tell anyone. I mean, she really? Didn't tell us. So I'm like, wow. Why didn't you give us like, well, I don't want to be too much. I don't want to share. I'm like, what? Like, we want to watch you on TV. Like, this is huge, right? But this is pervasive.
Yes.
We can share the best shows, the best books, all the things. But when it comes to us, and so I think that what you and I do is so important, because we're helping women get clarity on positioning themselves, the confidence yes. to do so, to take a stand. You know, it's like this, take a stand in your brand, right? Like, for who... It's not natural, because we haven't been taught it. We haven't mm-hmm. been taught how to brand and position ourselves. And so I love the work that you're doing and what I'm doing, because it's so needed. And you know what? The Dalai Lama said that the world will be saved by the Western woman. What he meant by that is the love more it. That we stand in our power and what uniquely we were here to say and do and do that work, promoting ourselves, it's okay. The world will be a better place. You know, that's I really exactly, believe that. I'm not being Pollyanna.
If you go to my about section on my michellebgriffin.com website, I say the same thing. I'm here to help women get visible, to support them in their work and ideas, earn more, make that impact, influence for all the right reasons, you know, and with that becomes profit. But that's exactly it. We are here and we need to be out there in a bigger way to make that change we're here for. And women are truly capable and need to be recognized and amplified doing so. That's why I'm here.
I love it. I cannot wait for your book. I can't wait to help you promote this book. I think it's just going to be so incredibly powerful. I have no doubt. It's so needed, because when you think about how marketing, branding, all the things it's been a male-dominated industry. Yes. If you ever watch Mad Men, right? I mean, we are still utilizing marketing strategies and principles that were created by men. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not like male bashing. It's just more that like, but you know what? Women buy differently. Mm-hmm. We just do. And as if anyone watched anything that happened with Stanley Cups, we have this incredible purchasing power, but we buy differently and for different reasons. And that means that as women who are our brands, we want to show up and market differently and sell differently. And the more that I understand human design, okay, and the more that I, half of us are emotional buyers. Yes. And that is why we FOMO, scarcity, all these things, we jump, and often it's the wrong decision. And so one of the things that I'm really taking very, very seriously in my own business is making sure that I am marketing and selling with that in mind, out of integrity. I don't want someone to feel like they're going to miss out and that's why they're making a decision. You know, I was taught that. Mm-hmm. I was taught that scarcity and FOMO, they work. Well, yeah, they work, because that is, you know, half of us as humans have that, that
psychology.
We have to wait for that emotional clarity before we make a decision. The other half of us can make decisions in the moment more based on their gut, but sometimes the mind gets in the way. So people buy differently. And I think that we women have an opportunity to make even just marketing and selling more authentic, with more integrity, showing up to serve the way that we love to do. And I'm excited. I'm excited to be a part of that shift. And I think that what you're doing, the book you've got coming out, like, that's all in alignment with that approach.
That's exactly it. You just said earlier, we haven't been taught. When we're the face of our brand, we can read any book in the world about brand marketing, all the things, even the personal branding books out there, no offense to them. Some of them are little, just, you know, surface level. And I want to give a real actionable roadmap how to get there. It's personal positioning, personal branding, personal marketing, personal PR, wrapping that all in. And here's how to do it authentically. That's for you, that is aligned with you and makes you fulfilled too. Because at the end of the day, if you're not aligned, fulfilled, none of that other stuff's going to happen. And you're not going to connect with the right people and make that impact you're here to make, right? And so, yeah, everything you're saying, I'm like, yes, that's exactly what the book's about.
I am really looking forward to, you know, just continuing to collaborate and partner and support each other. You know, the more of us that can do that, the better. And I'll say one last thing when it comes to clarity. Mm-hmm. Make sure, one little piece of actionable advice, really be careful of how much you're letting in and influencing your own choices, right? So anyone that's listening or watching, right? You pick up this phone and you start scrolling, and now you're going away from your own intuitive insight as to what you want to say and how you want your brand to look and how you, what you want to take a stand for. And in human design, about 70% of us have what's called an open head center, an open inspiration center. So what happens is that it becomes a mirror for everything we consume. So we end up like, that's why so many people sound the same. Go scroll Instagram or LinkedIn, and you know, it's, LinkedIn's a bit better than Instagram with this, but everyone's saying the same things. But we're all meant to bring something different and unique. And so go in versus out, guard your mind, as Jim Rohn and Bob Proctor would say, like, just guard your mind. What are you allowing in? Because if it's too much, your shiny object, you know, syndrome, you know, mind is going to distract you from what you're actually meant to say, what you're meant to do. And I think that that's just something to be mindful of, so that your voice is coming out and not what you're hearing and seeing in all the socials.
I love that. That's your actual tip. I was going to ask you that. So thank you for doing that. But no, that's exactly, when you own your lane, you're never going to feel lost. Like, that is exactly it. So if you do go, oh, look at that, and then you realize, oh, maybe, nope, get back on track. That's their lane. This is mine. I am owning it. I'm uniquely qualified and here with my self-expression and my own design, as you would say, and Florence would say, to just keep going that way and not off track. And I get it too. I call it, put your blinders on, have your guardrails. That roadmap I help my clients create is that roadmap, so they don't have to look off and get off track. I'm using all the analogies and cliches. I know my brain thinks in analogies and cliches every second of the day, but that's exactly it. So that's a wonderful tip, because it is so easy. And the thing that completely is making you different and unique is what we need. We don't need the clone. That's why everyone looks the same on Instagram and sometimes talks the same. And it's just depressing, especially in AI, where everything's just, you know, sourced out from a robot and computer. We don't need that. We need more human connection. So Let's do that.
Yes.
I'm going to have you back on the show at a future time, and we will be collaborating, I know, in so many things. So we can just go deeper and just have these little snippets. We have so much to uncover, but in little micro chunks, I think is the best way to do it. So this has been a blast, Julie. Thank you so much. Where can people find you if they want to learn more about what you do?
Yeah. Just go to juliesciardi.com. All the stuff's there. Nice and easy. Yeah.
And follow Julie on Instagram and LinkedIn. I'll put your links there because you do have a really awesome Instagram, which I'm not very active. So I always look at you and see how you're doing things there. That's where you started, Instagram. And now I know you're on LinkedIn and love it. So thank you so much for being here today. I cannot wait for our future collaborations to happen.
Same. Thank you so much, Michelle.
All right, everybody. That's another episode. Thank you to Julie. Until next time, keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. I'll catch you next time. Take care.
That's a wrap for today's brand therapy session. Are you ready to get visible and build your personal brand? Then head on over to thebrandtherapist.io and grab my free resources to get unstuck and get going today. And until next time, thanks for listening.